In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is risen. Hallelujah. From tonight's epistle, the letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verse 4, the words of St. Paul. We were buried with him by baptism into his death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. In this simple statement, St. Paul teaches that this life of ours is connected with the life of Christ through baptism. St. Paul talks about us imitating his death, so that just as Christ has died, so we might die to sin with him and rise to new life in Christ. Of course, we don't literally die. Nevertheless, baptism is not just a washing away of sin, but is a drowning of the past, a putting to death of what has been before. And nowhere is this made more obvious than tonight in this wonderful service of the Easter Vigil. This unusual and visually stirring liturgy takes us from the creation of light and fire, through the light of Christ's resurrection, then through the waters of the Red Sea to the waters of baptism, using elementary symbols of fire and water. Fire and water both speak to us of death and life, of destruction and restoration. Romans chapter 6 is not the only time we find St. Paul talking about us dying with Christ. In his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 16, he says, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ?" So you see, for St. Paul, the two great sacraments of baptism and the Eucharist bind us to the death of Christ, not because he died, but because he rose from the dead. Tonight, the joy of baptizing two adults brings home to us the reality of what St. Paul says. Through baptism, we share in the resurrection of Christ, and we are enabled to live this new resurrection life by our participation in the Eucharist. So tonight, these two twin sacraments come together not only as a declaration that Christ is risen, but also as the means whereby the resurrection of Jesus becomes real for us. And thus we will all renew our baptismal promises and be sprinkled with the blessed water of baptism. Let us be quite clear. Tonight is not about rites and ceremonies. Tonight is about love. In the Gospel, we have St. Luke's account of the empty tomb. Each of the Gospels is different in its testimony to the empty tomb, all having a variation on what happened when they came, those people. For Luke, it is the women who come and see angels. He names who the women are: Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Joanna. He finishes his account with St. Peter running to the tomb. But it is later that the risen Christ actually appears to people. He does not appear to these people at this moment. It is interesting who Jesus did not appear to. St. Luke names them in his Gospel, but we know he did not appear to Pilate, not to Herod, not the Pharisees, and he certainly didn't appear in the temple. He could have, of course. He could have gone there and shown them they were all wrong, though I doubt they would have believed. They probably would have explained it away and gone on their way unchanged. No, the people to whom Jesus appeared were the ones who already loved him before his resurrection. They had already been changed and loved him for his words, his deeds, and above all, his love. They were the ones that Jesus appeared to in his risen body, and we also are the ones he appears to tonight. The resurrection means many things. What it proves is, as St. Paul says, nothing can come between us and the love of God made visible in Christ Jesus our Lord. The crucifixion of our Lord was awful and ugly. It seemed even to those who loved Jesus the victory of evil and the defeat of love. But the real victory was literally just around the corner, in the garden, across the path, at the empty tomb. That victory continues whenever men and women say once again, "I turn to Christ, I believe." Yes, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.